as people in your neighborhood. Good morning, everybody. This morning, I am joined by Jana Bucock from the Foundation of Hope. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning. So good. Thank you for having me here today.
So it's good to meet you. I think I've seen your name mentioned here and there around there, but I was like, I don't know who that is. So it's nice to finally meet you.
Thanks.
So I know, first of all, if anybody out there, for people that don't know, what is the Foundation of Hope?
Yeah, the Foundation of Hope is a program of Capillary Counseling Service, and it focuses on substance misuse and suicide prevention programming. So one of the big things we do each year is we do the Walk of Hope, which is our annual fundraiser to support all of that programming.
That's right. And that's what you're here mostly to talk, pretty much to talk about. And that's coming up when?
This Sunday at 2 p.m. We'll be at Hyde Stadium. We're going to have the gates open at 1 p.m. so folks can come in, get registered. We're going to have resource tables as well as lots of other kind of just things for people to mingle about as they kind of get ready for the event to start at 2.
So for the, so how long is the walk? I mean, I'm assuming you're not walking in a circle in Hyde Stadium.
No. We'll cross Hyde Stadium to the Capitol, and we'll just circle around Capitol Lake and the Capitol building. So it's about a mile total, but there's a halfway point for folks that want to cut out early and come back to Hyde Stadium quicker.
That's right. And when you came in, I told you earlier that like suicide prevention, mental health is hits home for me. Like it was a lot of people. That I had a cousin that he was like a brother, and he took his own life a few years ago. And so this is something that I'm definitely going to be there.
I love to hear that, yeah.
I mean, besides the fact that, it's special to me, this, means something to me especially. But also, I mean, I live, like, not even a block away. So it's like, from Hyde Stadium, so,
Yeah. And that's, peer in the surrounding communities, we're hit hard by suicide. Central South Dakota is hit hard by suicide. We're in a rural, part of the state. So compared to our counterparts in Rapid and Sioux Falls, we just have a little bit more struggles with that. I've been personally affected by suicide as well, and that's what led me to be passionate and be in this field. But it's here, and we do this because mental health and thoughts of suicide are common. 1 in 6 adults in South Dakota will struggle with their mental health. And so part of this year's theme is No One Walks Alone. We really want to emphasize that you do not have to take that path alone. There is help available, whether within your community, within the state, nationally, with the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 988. So really getting the word out that you don't have to do this by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, unfortunately, there's still kind of a stigma.
Absolutely.
For people that have, going through depression, mental health issues. But, I mean, just like you said, just everybody needs to realize they're not alone. And, it's okay to get help. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I've been through it, firsthand. So I know what it's like. And, just don't be afraid to get some help.
Yeah, a big part of breaking down that stigma is talking openly about your mental health and talking openly about suicide. Asking people, how are you doing really? How are you doing emotionally? So they really start to maybe hopefully open up. And knowing that you're just there to listen, a non-judgmental person to listen to what they're going through. Also keeping in mind that everybody's struggle is not the same. So what impacts me might impact me more than what impacts you emotionally. And so we have to recognize that, it doesn't matter if you think you'd be okay with that. That person's really struggling in that moment, maybe because they've lost housing, maybe they've lost their job, and they just don't have any resources or support to help them through that. So help be that person to help them through that.
Absolutely. So to recap, the Walk of Hope is when and what time does it kick off, and when does the gate open?
Yeah, Sunday, this Sunday, September 8th, 2 p.m. is when the event's going to start. We'll have the gates open at 1. We should be wrapped up by 3:30. And you'll be out of there.
So people will come on in and register. So how does it, is it like a thing where you go, you buy a ticket or?
Tickets are not required. You're absolutely welcome to just come. We don't charge for people to come to the walk. That's why we get sponsorships. And we have a lot of great sponsors this year that are supporting the event. But you can come. You'll just, we do a registration because we want to know how many people come and show up to the event. And then you're more than welcome to donate if you can, but you're absolutely not required to. Like I said, this is our only fundraiser, and the 100% of the funds that we raise go back into the community. So we're already having conversations with schools about what programming can we support. We've created folders for survivors of suicide loss that we're working with the funeral homes to get to, so that when somebody loses a loved one to suicide, they have some immediate resources there for them.
Absolutely. And also let everybody know out there that You know, if you would like to make a donation, you can go to our website, drgnews.com, and then click on the news tab at the top, and then scroll down to community calendar, and you'll see the Walk of Hope there listed. You just click on there, and you'll find a QR code that you can scan and make a donation.
Yes. Yeah, please. Thank you. Every dollar really counts. And like I said, our only fundraiser. So we're very thankful for all the support we have from our sponsors in the community, but also the folks that come and give their own dollars towards this cause.
So just there is no people don't have to pre-register. They can register like that day, right?
Yep. As soon as they get there. Yep. Okay. We'll just have a little piece of paper for them to fill out.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Like yeah. I said, you're definitely going to see me there on Sunday.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. So thank you.
Well, it's good to meet you and have a great day.
Thank you.